I have an email to tell you about from Tracy.
Okay.
Tracy says, ladies, oh my word. The two of you are like shining lights of truth and common sense and the way I start my day off Monday through Friday from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Wanted to share my recent experience with MyPillow. I'm not really a follower of things and in fact typically find that if something is recommended, I might do the opposite or totally ignore. I know I apparently have leftover teenager tendencies. Anyhow, I did end up following the many recommendations for the MyPillow products and ordered towels and a blanket. The towels... How does one describe heavenly right. softness coupled with moisture-wicking technology? Fabulous is the only description necessary after using. Everyone, do yourself a favor. Order, order, order. And don't forget to add the promo code.
Yes.
Hugs and much love from the cheese capital of the USA. That comes from Tracy. She is dead on about the pillows. Yeah.
That's right.
And they still have massive sales on all of their products, including the pillows. If you call 800-875-0513, use code CHICKS, or just go to MyPillow.com.
Yeah, the towels are the bomb, you guys. They're the bomb. I actually bought some towels because when we went to that Airbnb, I had to buy some at like Family Dollar. And then I brought them home and I needed to throw them away. Because
why would
they were
you do that?
Well, I mean, that's I needed them in a pinch because we were at an Airbnb and they didn't have like the they didn't have what we needed, and so I
they
bought
didn't have
some
towels.
They didn't have enough. You know, they had like one towel. You know, I was like, because it was not a good Airbnb. Remember when I was in the Airbnb and I bought and I was and so I had to go and I bought them and now I have them in there and they and I had to throw them away because they're so soft. You know how they're like they're soft but they're not. They're like so,
they don't dry you.
Oh my God. And I'm so spoiled by the, MyPillow towels that I just can't, I'm a diva now. I'm a diva now. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, I wish this was like a better news day to talk about, but it sucks. Like literally everything sucks, you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Right.
And, you know, we have a president who's just utterly incompetent. And at this point, I feel like more people, even those who are self-proclaimed Democrats, get it. Like they're starting to see maybe Joe Biden doesn't really know anything about foreign policy. Maybe maybe we overplayed this hand a little bit.
Or anything. Or anything. He doesn't know anything about anything for that matter. Like I actually went to flipping through the channels yesterday and I flipped because I thought there's no way that MSNBC would be talking about this, right? Well, they have to. They
couldn't.
You have to talk about Afghanistan. I mean, you can't just not talk about it. I mean, because hello, this is huge. And they were. I mean, you know, they were doing it probably reluctantly, but they were. And it's like, what do you say? This is a huge failure. I mean, it's a total disaster. And this is a disaster on their part. And I know that he's trying to blame Trump for this, but
it's amazing.
You know, which is right. I mean, it's like, but, and that makes it even worse. That makes him look even worse mm-hmm. because out of all the things that are going on, it's like, this is just another horrible, huge thing where you just kind of look at it and go, my God, we are 6 months in.
Wow. How much worse can things get? Well,
right.
We're starting to see that. And now, by the way, it's no longer called Afghanistan. It is the Islamic Emirate. Mm. And it's this morning, I saw some horrifying videos because it's daytime there now. And there were people, you know, people have flooded the airport in Kabul trying to escape on whatever planes they can escape on. There were a whole bunch of people that were holding on to like, what's the big giant one? Is it a C-17 or a C-7 or C something? The giant plane?
My husband would know. I know what you're talking about.
Well, there were Afghani people who were like hanging on to the outside of the plane. They'd gotten themselves like hooked up into where the tires are. And then you see them falling out of the sky. Like the plane was way up in the sky. And it was like, it looked like 9/11 all over again, where people were falling from the, you know, the buildings. There were people falling and dropping to the ground, like way high up. They held on as long as they could. So they were way high up and then just bodies falling to the ground. I mean, and when you think about like, what was it, July 8th that Joe Biden was like, of course it's not going to be like Saigon, where we had helicopters landing on the roof of the embassy. Of course it's not going to be like that. That he could be this stunningly wrong on every front has to be making people that are on the left at least take a pause, right? Like, at least take a moment and think, this is bad. This is bad. There's no other way to say it except that it's really, really bad.
Right. You know? Right. It is. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I mean, there's no way around it. And he can't. And how dare he if he blames somebody else for this? Like, I mean, my God, dude. Like, have
and how dare he be on vacation? Like, get your ass back to the Oval Office and make some sort of a statement, man.
Saki's
on vacation too.
Right.
People that are writing to Saki, the reporters that are writing to her, are getting auto replies saying, "I'm going to be out of the office."
Oh my God!
22nd. Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're getting auto replies from Saki's office right now. So she's gone. Biden's gone. Somebody from the White House said Biden anticipates making a statement or making an address to the country within a few days. That's what we're getting from this president.
And meanwhile, these people are busy, you know, making videos. It's okay to be in the office to make videos with influencers, but yet they can't handle this. This is the administration, you guys. This is who we're dealing with. This is who's in charge.
That is who's in charge. And what's really awful is that it's not even just him, but the entire intelligence community that's been advising him, unless he's gone completely against them, which I don't suspect is the case, then this has been a massive failure, like, on every front for the entire military intelligence to be like, yeah, we've equipped the Afghan army well, and they're totally ready. I mean, a month ago, Biden said, yeah, they've got 300,000 troops ready to go. They're like totally equipped to handle, you know, protecting the country on their own compared to 75,000 Taliban troops. And and the Taliban ran over them like in a matter of a week.
Yeah, they ran over them. And then also, what does this mean for the future? Because now they have a ground zero, right? I mean, this is what, think of what this means for us moving forward as a country. They have a ground zero for terror.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's
no question
that we're going to see terror attacks on our soil. There's no question. And there
Absolutely.
Was like, I saw that there was like I think it was a look at the TSA's security between 2015 and 2017. 95% of the attempts by like testers to get through like bomb material or weapons or whatever, 95% success rate getting them onto planes. So, I mean, for all the shit that we go through getting onto a flight ourselves, taking our shoes off, taking our laptops out, none of it is working. It's all bull crap. And so it makes me terrified on every front because we're so at risk now. Laura says, I truly believe this is the subtle normalization of rules for the powerful and elite versus rules for us.
I mean, it's, you just look at what's happening with COVID and you could, and that is, you just proved your point.
Yeah.
You
and we've got the military leaders who are so focused on freaking gender ideology and making sure that we study systemic racism.
And what,
and
white
now
supremacy.
We're caught with our pants down. Like,
exactly.
We look ridiculous right
now. Yeah. I mean, we talked about a couple months ago about how they were like talking about, you know, normalizing, like, what was it? Drag queens in the military. That wasn't even a joke. I mean, that's the kind of shit that they're doing in the military. And then this happens. And it's like, is anybody surprised? I mean, this is the thing. This is our country now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So they're gone. Saki and Biden are, you know, they're very, very busy. and the leader of the Taliban, there's all these photos and videos, actually, of him in the palace. He and all of his people are in the presidential palace. And he's announcing, and a little bit of it was in English, apparently, announcing that he had spent 8 years in Gitmo. And now there he is, the leader of the Taliban, ready to enact some revenge. So this is who we let out of Gitmo, first of all. Thanks, Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also now they're like setting up terror camps.
Right.
I mean,
this is just our own making. Right. It's like, and you don't think that he's going to start doing stuff towards us? I mean, he has got the power. He's right there. This is the thing. And I cannot believe that they are not there. I cannot believe that Biden is not there, like being a president. I just can't. I mean, at the very least, pretending, you know, I mean, he's not even faking it at this point. It's just astounding, you know?
It's insane. Thank you, Christy. Christy said she's reading articles from July that China is supporting the Taliban and Pakistan.
Of course they are.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah, and then all these, you know, celebrities and all these people who are on the left are in love with China. Are you in love with China now? You know? Who are you getting in bed with? You know?
And there's so many prisoners that were released too, like on the way to, you know, liberate these cities or take over these cities. A whole bunch of Al-Qaeda prisoners were released. They were just let loose. And now, I mean, you've got a whole country of actual citizens who've been trying to live their lives, who are now falling off of planes out of desperation to get out of the country. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people trying to flee into Pakistan. So I do wonder what the Pakistan reaction to this is going to be, because they're going to have like refugees flooding in. And I don't know how you manage that. You know what I mean? Like they're so screwed on every front. And what's amazing, somebody made this point on Twitter, is that, you know, I get that we wanted to leave, and I don't argue that we should have left, but also leaving doesn't have to mean that we leave. Like, we still have embassies in South Korea, Germany.
Right.
We have like all kinds of troops in areas that we are considered friendly allies with. Why not? If we had managed to keep the peace, so to speak, for this long, why not just keep a few thousand people there? Why? Like, what is the point of doing it this way and now risking like security and for so many countries?
Exactly. And like Mary, you make a good point. Like she says, the lives lost look like a total waste, you know?
Oh,
so lives lost up to this point. I mean, you're absolutely right, Mary. You're right. So you're right too, Mark. It's like, why can't we just have an embassy there? We have, you know? So oh my God, it's just like, I worry about, of course, you know, I mean, this is a selfish thing, but I worry about what things are going to look like moving forward.
Yeah.
And I mean, our safety, I think about the American people and our safety. And, you know, and under Joe Biden's watch, we're not safe. We're simply not safe. So, and that is the number one responsibility of our government, to keep us safe. Mm-hmm. That's what they're supposed to do. He's not doing it.
The worst thing, I mean, you know, it's one, he looks weak anyway, but then to look this weak and this inept when it comes to managing this entire exit process, and then refuse to actually address the American people about this.
Uh-huh.
We are being laughed at right now. And it makes my heart hurt, because it means that we're no longer great. You know what I mean?
No, like we're not.
We always want to talk about American exceptionalism and American greatness, but he's ruined that. I mean, he has totally made us the laughingstock of the world. We look
it's
so
not,
bad right now.
It's not just Joe Biden who's done that too. It's a huge list of people on the left who have done that. And anybody and everybody who has supported him and put him in that office. All of those people. The people who all put him there. They are all
to blame.
They're all culpable. They're all responsible for this. All of them.
Quick break to just take a moment to talk about gold. Because now, you guys, things are like looking so sketch and weird for the whole entire world. And we're super stoked, because now we have this new sponsor of the show in Acre Gold, where you're able to actually get physical gold in your grubby little paws. You can have it in your home, actual physical gold, not like an IRA for gold, but actual physical gold. And it's just like a monthly subscription. So you send in either $30 a month, $50 a month, or $100 a month, however much you want. And then you will actually get updated on what you've earned in gold. And when you earn a bar, they send you the bar, right?
They
send you the actual bar of gold.
You get it. You get it in the mail. You get it. You get it.
You get it.
You get it.
In your hand. It is so easy and convenient, and there's never been a better time to start investing in actual physical gold. And so, you know, right now they've got like this great deal where if you can actually win a free gold bar, and it's like part of this giveaway. So all you have to do to try to win it, and we would love it if one of y'all won it, is tweet or post why you should be the winner and mention @get_ acre. And then if you want to sign up for actually, you know, this whole subscription service, just go to getacregold.com/chicks and that will get you started. It's a really, really cool way to invest in actual physical gold. Try it. So can I switch the topic to something a little less heavy?
I mean, you can. Yeah. I think a lot of people would probably be relieved by that. Yeah.
Well, this past Friday, fans of ours and of the Mock and Rob show came to sit in on the radio show, and it's Mandy and Matt. Look at what they made. This is a cross stitch of Ron DeSantis.
Oh my God, it's a cross stitch?
It is a cross stitch. Can you even take it?
That had to have taken forever.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
Holy cow, because I used to actually cross stitch. That is like, that does, it's time consuming.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I almost died when I opened it. And they're so cute and pregnant and young and just darling.
Oh my God, so cute. Yeah.
Oh my God, I just love them. So that was a happy thing. And then also you had mentioned that for some reason you had thought about Hillary Clinton the other day.
Right. Well, I was talking to another friend of mine yesterday, and she came up in a conversation about women. We were talking about women and empowerment and like the Me Too movement and everything yesterday. We were talking on the phone, and Hillary Clinton came up. And so I was like, God, I haven't thought about Hillary Clinton in like 1,000 years. And then you talked about
it. It's been good. It's felt good.
Right. It's felt really good. And then you brought her up this morning. I'm like, why is she coming up in the past 48 hours? And then this.
Yeah. So she's come up, you guys. And so I had kind of put her out of my head. Actually, I thought about her when I heard about the big giant earthquake in Haiti, because anytime the Haiti comes up and I think about
Haitians.
How absolutely nothing the Clinton Foundation has actually done for him. That's what made me think of her. And then I saw this horrendous video. You would think that after all of the years that she has had in politics, reading teleprompters and trying desperately by so many teams of people to appear more relatable and likable, she would have at least gotten slightly better at that.
No.
You guys.
No.
She's trying... I'll play it because you just have to see.
Oh my God. Well, hello there. Like already I can tell this is going to be bad. Well, hello
there.
Wait
until you see how much she's reading, like the obviousness about her reading this when it has to do with her own husband's birthday. You would think she'd be able to muster up some actual true feelings, but no, watch this.
Well, hello there. You know, Bill's 75th birthday is coming up very soon, and I'm hoping you will help me make this one extra special.
What are you going to do?
Will you please sign Bill's birthday card and maybe add a personal message? Mm-hmm. It would mean the world to him. Thanks so much for being part of his big day.
My God. Oh my God, she is a drone. Look at her. She's like a total robot. She has, it would mean so.
It would mean the
I'm reading
world
this.
To him.
I'm reading this. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. I'm reading it.
What? My favorite part was that she said in the caption of the tweet something about how this was a surprise.
Oh,
and I'm like, really? So
sure.
Bill Clinton isn't just going to see this on Twitter. He's not going to know that you're doing this.
You know what? You know what would be a great birthday surprise is if you slept in the same house. That would be a great surprise, Hillary.
I don't know that he would want that.
Oh, that's true. Don't be ridiculous.
I don't think that he'd want that.
Don't be ridiculous. God, that couple makes me sick.
Oh my God, they're just the worst. Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell.
Right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about
and
the fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it, because if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, lovegenucel.com/chicks. It's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
You see, like, if you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, what, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't.
The injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyways, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
good. It's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're going to walk away with like a basket full of awesome and Fluff Better technology. So lovegenucel.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. So Friday afternoon, I haven't even told you this. Friday afternoon at 4:45, I got the email that I have been expecting for
that you've been like expecting. Wait, you're having a baby? What?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got the email that I've been expecting from my kids' school. And that is, hey, guess what? Now that you've had two glorious days of mask-free school, we're going to go ahead and mandate masks again starting on Monday. So
great.
Everybody in my community is so mad. And what's even worse about it is the sneaky way that they coordinated with other school districts nearby to all put out this email at like basically together. 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's Carmel, it's Noblesville, it's Fishers, it's everywhere around us, right? And uh-huh. They're all doing this. And right. I just am so upset for the kids that they're going to be masked up again. It's infuriating. And it's just so sneaky and underhanded the way that this has happened. It just makes me so furious. And well, that was kind of the whole mask issue was one of the reasons that I fought with that crazy bat crap lady who ran for Congress on Twitter.
Right. Well, just to interject, Susan had a really good response to this, which would have exactly been mine. And that is move to Texas. Just come move here. I have room.
it's going to be really interesting to see how, because there's like, I forget where in Texas and where in Florida, but there's a couple of school districts who are pushing back and saying,
right.
We're going to mandate Austin. Anyway, because safety Austin. Of the kids, blah, whatever.
Right. It's all the liberals in Austin. They're freaking out.
I right. mean, it's ridiculous. So I told my kid and I was like, so this is happening and it's absolutely insane. And if you don't wear a mask, I don't care. And so, you know, he's like, well, I mean, I'll just have it with me. And if I get yelled at, you know, maybe I'll put it on. But I expect there's going to be a lot of pushback from kids. I think there's going to be kids who are like, no, are you going to kick this all out?
Right. So, yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Are they going to enforce, how do they enforce that with high schoolers? How are they going to do that?
I don't know. I expect there's probably going to be some kids that just sit out altogether and there's going to be others that just defy it. And I already know a few of his teachers on the first couple days, they were even saying, it's so nice to see everybody without masks. So
right.
You know that at least a few of the teachers are not going to care if the kids take their masks off in class. I'm more worried about the kids who have the crazy Karen parents who are like super masky. Because there are a lot of people in Carmel too who are like, thank God the school's finally come around and they're going to do the right thing for the safety of our kids. It's not doing jack shit for the safety of our kids.
Totally. There's a lot. Yeah, I would imagine there's a ton up there. I mean, God, Carmel's the place where I got almost run off the road for having a socialism sucks bumper sticker. So it's not like there aren't a bunch of crazy libs up there, you know? But I'm sure there's a bunch around here too, even like, because everybody's moving from California to Texas. Yeah. So, I mean, believe me, I know there are liberals out here in my rural area that are, you know, wanting that to happen. But no.
That's insane.
Hashtag
resist. Connie's from Rockwall. Do you know where Rockwall is?
I do. I have an idea of where Rockwall is. Uh-huh.
That's where Connie's from.
Yeah. But I mean, listen, hashtag resist, right?
Yeah.
It's I'm not doing it.
What was even worse about the Carmel email, I wonder if I have it. It said, this is my favorite part. It said for masks, it said masks will not be required outdoors and multiple mask breaks will be offered to students throughout the day.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, if mask you take breaks. A mask break, what do you think? COVID takes breaks? And so right. You time your mask breaks when COVID's off? Well, I mean, science. Off?
That's science, Ma. Don't you know that's liberal science? I mean, they base everything on science. Don't you understand? God, you're such a conspiracy theorist, such a fascist. You really are. You're a fascist.
I mean, that's the dumbest thing.
Did you see what NBC put up? Did you see that stuff, like the potential terror threats, like all the stuff that's been going on this weekend about the terror threats, how they have one of the terror threats is opposition to COVID measures.
Oh, yeah. That you're basically considered a terrorist threat if you impose restrictions. Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
That's the, from the Department of Homeland Security that actually came out. That's a guideline. The DHS saying that if you oppose COVID measures, you are a terror threat. Mm-hmm. Like what is happening? That's one of them. Claims of election and belief that Trump can be reinstated, you also are a terror threat. And then also, they put at the end, 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays.
I believe that. That actually makes sense. I do believe that we're going to have a heightened terror threat on 9/11. It's the 20th anniversary and we just lost Afghanistan. So yeah, right. That's
okay.
Right.
But I was like wondering like what all that, okay. Cause so it's not just about like people going, okay, well I want to like, you know, give, I want to pay respect on that day. You know what I mean? Like the people who are really, really reverent on that day are like, watch out for those people. That's kind of what I was thinking. Like maybe they were like, that's what I was wondering. Cause you know, a lot of times now in some schools, they don't even mention 9/11. And so I'm wondering if that's, which drives me crazy because they should, you know, but anyway, but the opposition to COVID measures, I was like, wow, that's considered a terror. But meanwhile, we've got this happening in Afghanistan where there are actual terrorists who are going to be doing, they're going to be doing awful things. Just wait.
And they got a lot of our machinery. They've got planes of ours. They've got weapons of ours. They've taken over all kinds of things. And by the way, just a quick reminder that the leader of the Taliban has Twitter. President Trump, not so much, but the leader of the Taliban, he's all over Twitter. So that's,
I mean, that's, I don't know. Again, you're a fascist. You need to just be quiet, Blondie. Be quiet. Yeah, because I mean, this is the thing. It's like that you're a terror threat if you you are like don't want to wear a mask. This is what they're saying now. This is our government.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
This is our government. When I mentioned Haiti, I don't know if I mentioned exactly why I said that. Kamala was asked to also give a statement about what's happening in Afghanistan, and she declined to make a statement about it because she's focused on Haiti. So,
Listen, you can only focus on one thing at a time. You can't multitask when you're that high up. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't multitask. In the government, you can only do one thing at a time. Yeah. You can only multitask in the private sector. Didn't y'all know that? Oh my God. Oh my God.
And by the way, just a couple months ago, she was all proud of the fact that she was the last person in the room with Joe Biden when the decision was made to pull out the troops from Afghanistan. She was very proud of that. But now doesn't want to comment. Very, very busy worrying about Haiti right now.
Yeah.
So,
well, she's
sorry.
Super, well, I mean, nobody's she only can do one thing at a time.
I mean,
oh my God.
I mean, I can't. And then also, just quick note before, because I know we're late. Quick note that the Obama birthday party turns out was a super spreader event. So, whoops.
Oh, really?
All kinds of people in Martha's Vineyard are testing positive for COVID. They had 4 total cases before the Obamas showed up. Now they're somewhere close to 100 at least.
So, shocker. Mm-hmm. Shocker. Yeah.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really, really Larry David. Somebody, I saw a thing about Larry David not going, and he was just like, I was really upset that I had to stay home and do my crossword puzzle. You know,
he was so, he said that he got off the phone and screamed with excitement.
Yeah.
He was like, yes.
I don't have to go. And then he
did his crossword.
I don't have to go to that. Yeah. I would be, I'd probably be the same way. Gosh, super spreader. Oh, it's weird. I didn't hear about it being a super spreader until you said it. It's so weird that the mainstream media is not talking about that. It's so weird. It's so weird.
I know.
They're not talking about it. All right, insane. You guys, bring it in.
Sorry about that. The world is exploding, you guys.
Sorry that everything
is try to get through it.
Sorry that everything's crumbling. Western civilization is crumbling as you know it. Sorry, but we're all here together. together. No big deal.
Make sure to go to our website, chicksontheright.com, and look for the post about Regina Marston. Regina Marston is the chick that ran for Congress in California, lost to a Republican and another Democrat. And she decided to get into a little bit of a tangle with me, enough so that she's now featured on our Wall of Shame. So you'll definitely want to check out that new Wall of Shame post, because did California dodge a bullet with that one.
Yeah, she's crazy. Like, you guys, she crazy. So you guys, like, it's, we haven't had a Wall of Shame post in quite some time. So it was kind of, it was like, welcome.
I know, Regina. I was kind of excited. I was like, you warrant a post, I think.
And basically by the end of it, she wanted Mock and her family to die. So it was a typical liberal. Yeah. Typical. Yeah. So compassionate, so tolerant. So loving. You guys have a wonderful Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cuomo is on his way out and Newsom might be next. Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.